What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
We're back, Brown Bag Podcast.
Woo!
153.
It's episode 153. Buenos dias, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Whatever time you're listening to this.
Yes.
It's 153. I'm still in my calendars. I'm cutting another day. We have episode
on time.
El chico del apartamento 512.
Oh, yeah.
That's still my.
It's a lot to go, brother.
It's a lot to go. Yeah. Just got to lock in. We should start doing 3 episodes a week.
We could do that.
if they drop.
Okay, all right.
We know that our episodes haven't, they're not being as consistent as possible. Sorry. We apologize. Six is doing music videos for his rap career. Mm-hmm. So other things take priority.
Yeah, he paused our uploading to like start like
to upload a song called Ghetto. Like,
please check out his new song. What's the song called, Six? Ghetto. It is called Ghetto. I thought he was just kidding. Ghetto, okay? Yes.
Well, I thought I was just being racist towards my black friend.
Yes.
If that was the case, he should have named the KFC. Or Grits.
Our hoodies.
Okay, look, because I want to take off my hoodie because it's hot. But yeah. It is a dope hoodie.
We're all wearing black hoodies. I'm like, this would be tight if we show off our hoodies, yes. Right?
Big shout out to Ethica, the homies over at Ethica, designed by Vic. They came through the Brown Bag Mornings After Dark Monster Mash and laced me up.
Wait, designed by Vic?
Yeah.
By you?
No.
Oh, designed someone. By Vic. Oh,
the homie.
Okay.
The homie Vic. Tight. He's Salvadorian.
Hey.
Wow.
I'm like,
that's what we do. I think that's the way we get it, for Letty to agree. He's also a you.
No, but
you. I have
he's
you.
Really cool.
I have you.
Cool.
Shut up. Like, if you weren't watching a Salvadorian girl talk about coffee right now.
She said her titties were bouncing on my IG story. Like, on my IG, she's like, en El Salvador, el único lugar donde te dicen que si la cabeza te duele, que tomes una cazadora de café.
But she said it in Salvi.
But she did it just so her titties could show.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad at.
That's his algorithm.
That's my algorithm.
Yeah, it doesn't come up in my
But mind. My algorithm is nice. It's like a quote here. I actually think I have a Letty. I want you and Vic to react to this girl's titties. Look.
Vic.
But why is that my algorithm?
There's a girl.
Because
right after this, it's dudes dancing to Bless the Bottle and Don Julio.
That's totally.
Both of your fetishes.
And then the next is 2011, and your mom drops you off at the mall.
Oh,
with your swag
throwing them? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Disto. That's the homies.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay. What I'm saying is.
And then the next one is going to be a couch.
Hey, what was she saying? I have to watch the
Ashley's
video.
Furniture.
Let me see what the
Columbus Day sale.
Daniel's what deals.
What's the next one? Oh, the next one is like some dark humor shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I have to watch the video a couple times. I didn't know what she was saying.
She's talking Saudi.
Yeah, she's speaking hella cursive.
There's this girl that does, she got a whole deal with, I don't know exactly what betting company, maybe Underdogs or something, where she just does walk and talk like sports picks. So she obviously has huge tits and then just like walks and it just says like, oh, today like the Jets are going to beat the Falcons and like, and that's the whole thing. And she's like, on from that. It's literally just like, and everybody quote tweets the same thing. Everybody thinks they're so clever. Like, I didn't even hear what she said.
Yeah.
And it just goes like, and she's like rich off of that. Yeah. Walk and talk picks.
Bunch of talent right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What hoodie are you wearing?
I'm actually wearing something. Finally, Yaelin got me for once. Yaelin actually took me to the Born and Raised office. And
I never
then,
got that.
And then they gave me this Fuerza hoodie.
That's Fuerza Regida Born and Raised collab.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
That's legendary.
It was nice. Yeah,
that's
cool.
Super dope.
That was nice.
And yours?
That was very nice of me to take him.
I just said that.
No, that's when I agreed with you.
I know, but I have to say it in a sarcastic way. Stop being mean, brother. The episode just started. Be mean in a couple minutes, asshole.
I'm not being mean.
Oh, God, you're talking again. Oh, brother.
Be nicer.
You know why she's mad? I'm going to tell you why she's mad. Because actually, let's get to your hoodie
first. We have to get to her hoodie first because I'm going to take mine off right now.
Can you just not be mad at my hoodie?
No.
I like
your hoodie. I love it.
She's talking again. just kidding.
She's doing it again.
This is the collab with Dodgers and Belladonna, or Belladonna, however you like to pronounce it.
That's hard.
Super tight.
Love it.
I like their jacket. They had a whole like
collection.
Super tight, and I feel like everything is sold out at Dodger Stadium. So it's really cool for like right when we're in the thick of things that you can pick up a hoodie like this at Dodger.
I love
Stadium.
That. Yeah, and then it's dope because I saw they did what's it called? Windbreakers.
Yeah.
That's dope. Windbreakers always come through. I think Windbreakers.
I'm gonna take off my hoodie now.
Yeah, big up to those ladies, by the way.
Shout out them doing their thing. I have a problem with two things right now. Your shirt sucks. You're not being down right now,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, I'm not.
You got to be down all the time, fool.
It's because I do this thing. It's called working out. And the short ones just do really well for me.
When the I'm long ones out. Do well for me. Are you making fun of my working out sessions?
No, I'm literally not.
How many days?
I've never seen you.
Today was day. Today would be day 15.
Let's go.
But I don't know, for some reason when I work out, the shorter, like the small, they feel better.
They come through a little better.
Yeah.
I need actual running shoes too. I'm like ghetto, so I'll be like.
I took off my running shoes because I didn't want you guys to judge them. But like I've literally ran in these shits. They're fucked up now.
But does it feel like you're just like walking, like
Flyknit or yeah, right?
Yeah, I have one pair of running shoes, but I feel like I'd be forgetting to put them on just because my Air Force are always by the door, and I just stuff my feet in and just walk out.
So you wear your Air Forces to run?
You're probably just used to wearing those.
But it's like, bad. It's really bad for you. I looked up like especially if you're not like on like, I mean, for runners will tell you more, but like if you're not on even like platform or like streets and shit, like you're something about the balance. I don't know.
Yeah, you should try some like New Balance or those On running shoes.
Ones? Oh, you know clouds.
You know what you do have still? You remember the fool that gave us some that his brand was called Clearwater?
Yeah.
You remember a long time ago, fool? Yeah. I still have those. And I wore those on Sunday to go like walk. I did like a little 2-3 mile walk.
Nice.
And bro, they came through.
Shout out to Clearweather. Yeah. They sent me some stuff too.
That show, I was like, oh, these shoes are comfortable. And they feel good. They were cool. They're straight.
People hate on me when I wear the Crocs. They have like some Crocs that are not Crocs.
Yeah.
Like their version. And I wear them because I don't like Crocs. And I wore them and everybody's like, those aren't even Crocs. I'm like, I didn't want them to be. They're more expensive.
And wow.
People hate that I wear them, so I started to stop wearing them.
Oh my God.
People started making you feel bad.
Yeah, like
record,
I was wearing the knockoffs.
I don't think that Vic like doesn't like Crocs. He just doesn't like the fact
that everybody
he's
has
to wear Crocs. Like,
yeah,
you don't know that you don't like them because you've never worn them.
I've never put one.
You just
foot
don't
want to
be the guy that wears Crocs because you've clowned people that wear Crocs
for a very long time.
Yes, so now you can't double step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Because the gang, homie.
Yeah.
Oh, so I get it. So if he wears them, he's gonna be a hypocrite.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just trying really hard not to be a hypocrite.
What's something that you have criticized and then done, and you're like, I get it.
Falling in love.
Ah, that is, and you're like a
bond
in love.
This is so. I'm like, you could.
This shit is so
good. Fucking never, bro. What the fuck? Post my girl. Yeah, fucking right, homie.
And then look at him now.
Yeah.
He just be doing a gang of bond shit.
Yeah.
Are you?
Wait, you had two things you were mad at.
Oh yeah, your short socks and Yaelin. By the way, okay, so this weekend. So this weekend, I went to go talk to some kids in the juvenile hall, which really love you guys. They listen
Shout
to
you. Shout out to you, bro.
See Yaelin's
so
face right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yaelin's face.
That was, look. So my manager hit me up. Shout out Marty. He was like, hey, they want you to visit this juvenile hall. And I'm like, oh, dude, kids be bad as shit. You know what I'm saying?
You were one of those kids.
I know, facts. See, that's me being a hypocrite. And then so I pulled up, and it was a good time. Like, I pulled up, right? Yaelin was supposed to be there because she's coordinating with the dude. But guess where Yaelin's at? Guess where Yaelin's at?
Where was Yaelin at?
In fucking Bakersfield, California.
From fucking Bakersfield, California?
So, okay.
I want to hear.
So, like, a week before, he was like, hey, I want you to go to the juvenile hall. And I'm like, okay, for how long? Because of the show. And he's like, for an hour, Pops. And I was like, all right, cool.
Where was it, though?
In Oxnard, in Ventura County. So I pull up, and I get there to Oxnard like an hour early. So I was like, I'm going to get some Subway, get some. But Yaelin's like, I'm going to meet you guys. Okay, so at first, usually Yaelin and Andres, they stay at my house the day before.
Yeah.
And then we all leave together. So last minute, they're not, like, rushing to my house. Yaelin was like, I'm going to meet you guys there. We're about to get there. We're like, fuck it, we're going to eat Subway. She's like, get there at 2. And then she's like, well, you guys, actually, I'm not going to make it. I'll just meet you guys at the venue. Because she has to go meet the venue because she's working.
I did. And guess what?
No, shut up. Yaelin, how'd you go meet the venue? And I beat you to the venue. How did you get in?
How did you get in?
Because you called. Because Marty. Okay. No.
This man swears I do nothing. But when doors open for him.
This would have been a whole other story if you guys would have just got together and then you would have been right now, her man is her priority.
No,
that's not true. Very much. No. She's obsessed with the man.
So you're just work.
Kidding.
So you're just work.
No. So that's not what it is. What I'm saying is don't lie. Because she kept, I have a family emergency. We checked your location.
I didn't say I had a family emergency.
And then you know why we checked it? Because we clowned, because we coughed, because we were drunk, so we're going to clown me and Andres. And then we're like,
I did answer.
And then we go, and then she sent us drunk texts. And then we found out she threw up all over somebody's car. We found out all the cheese, man. And then she missed hanging out with the kids.
I couldn't go.
Because she was busy
no.
getting the yonga.
No, I couldn't go because Fernando, shout out Fernando from the correction.
The program.
Yeah, from the program. He said, there's no dress code, but I even told Vic that even that morning. I was like, I'm only wearing a skirt. I can't go. And Fernando's like, there's no dress code, but... Like,
but watch this. Yeah, well, okay, watch this. Ready, Letty.
He just if has
I,
a problem. Hold up, with
shut
his
up, friend. Letty. If I were to tell you, hey, Letty, we're going to go visit a juvenile hall
yeah, wouldn't
on Saturday, wouldn't you have already planned, like, yeah, I'm not going
to
wear a skirt? What the fuck is a skirt?
Or like maybe go to like a Target or like a
okay,
Walmart.
That's what my thought was, right? And then he was like, you know what, Eileen?
Just don't even come.
No, he was like, you know what, it's fine. Like, you know what, you can wait in my office. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then this was like, I'm already on my way. I'm an hour ahead. I'm not gonna race you to it. You're already an hour.
Fool, be there, be quick, but don't hurry. That's my method in life.
Yeah, but by the time I would have gotten there,
Yaelin, you don't care about the kids, you care more about dick.
Is that song? Ooh, this yeah,
not my problem. Okay, who won? Can we
okay, just... I will. Okay.
You want to hear it?
I will say something because you guys are not letting me nor Vic talk, and okay, we're literally outside.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You know what? You know what? Because I'm
what
probably still going to let you shut the fuck up.
Mute
mine and Yaelin's mic right now.
Because okay. I'll tell you one thing. Like, at least Duno is your homie, right? Like, and Duno could understand you. But let's say it's just work and you're missing work or you're not showing up or you're late or whatever. Like, that's going to be stacked against you. Like, and I can only tell you because a boy has came, like, in between me at my work at one point when I was younger. And it's like when you prioritize that or you show up late or whatever, your work ain't going to give two fucks. You're lucky that Duno, like low-key loves you, like, for real, for real.
Hey, you cut my mic, too.
But it's okay.
Sorry. Yeah. No, great point. Yeah, even, like, it's stop like...
It. We're both getting a lecture.
Yeah, no. It's really about, like, not stacking the cards against yourself, mm-hmm. not making your life even harder than it is, because all our lives are kind of hard yeah. at times, right? And then it's like, if we're all 2 hours away from where we need to be a majority of the time, it's just going to make our lives a little more difficult. Yeah. When it's like, hey... You know what? Especially with Duno. Duno's random as fuck. Duno's like, hey, I'm going to go here, and I need you to be here right now. And then it's like, okay, sorry. Like, I don't have a car, so I'm going to need to ask my man to do this. And maybe, you know, he's lucky enough to, like, be able to just kind of switch things around and stuff like that. But you're always on someone else's time, and that's never a good idea.
And then you're 3 hours ahead.
And then on Duno's end, he can't just expect you to be up and running anymore like that because you do have someone now that you do prioritize. Yeah.
Nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
So he probably does
nice
have
guy.
To give you a heads up, but I'm assuming there was a heads up to this.
A whole week planned.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So. You know what? You want to know what? I called him the other day, right? I was like, hey, what are you doing? Just want to let you know. Tomorrow at 12. Bye. Did he call me the next day at 12 for the meeting? No. You know what I did see at 12? He was eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
With my niece.
Doesn't matter. I'm up and running at 12.
Okay, so I
guess
we're both wrong, but at least I didn't leave you.
Okay, so when you're waiting on his call, do you hit him up like, hey, let's get on a call? Or do you guys just like, or like, if,
no,
if
you know
they
why?
Remember, I'm going to remember.
I don't
no,
answer.
Like you guys
no,
turn into
answer.
Like little ego wars
he
with
doesn't,
each other.
He
I'm like
doesn't
you,
answer.
I don't answer.
No, gosh.
He doesn't answer.
But
and
also.
He'll text me 3 days later. Yo, my bad, but do you got this?
I'll take full responsibility. I'll take full responsibility for that. But let's not compare.
So I can't be
but
on
let's
his
not
time.
Compare me.
But I can't be on your time.
Let's yeah. not compare so me. No, okay, you don't have
so
to be.
So they're not going to listen to anything we said. Is
I did.
No, I understood.
I listened. You know
understand.
What? I will be more responsible with my timing and the way I plan stuff.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is don't compare you missing the kids for dick and me not going to a meeting over my niece. Two different things.
Yeah, but you left me standing.
You weren't standing. You were laying down. That was funny. That was good.
That was funny. But you get what I'm saying? You
Let's
can't
move on.
Me standing.
You care more about peanuts in Bakersfield than the kids in juvenile hall.
I thought he said peanuts, but he said
peanuts. By the way, they really love you guys. They kept asking for you guys, and then I was like, I will make it happen. I'm not sure exactly what.
We should try to make it happen.
I got you. I'll set you guys up. Yeah. So this,
all of us.
I'm not gonna go again. Mm-hmm. Super, rerun of the shit I did. Right, I got there. And the facility holds 420 kids, but it only has 60. And then now there's no longer like youth authority, which is like baby prison.
Mm-hmm.
So they all get sent to their respective counties. Uh-huh. And then they got to do the time there.
Okay.
So I met kids that got 10 years when they were 14 and now they're 24.
Dang.
And they were my age. Some of those kids were my age.
Yeah.
And then I met a couple that's locked up together.
What?
So in Oxnard, they're co-ed.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so I met a couple. Obviously, they can't be fucking making out and shit, but yeah. They were together. And then I met a kid. And then I met some 6-year-old. And he's, they're the ones that kept asking about you guys. I'm assuming that in their tablet, they can't do like, yeah, they can't do YouTube and stuff, but they do get the radio.
That's crazy.
So then they listen. So you guys probably don't even know how many people really do.
Yeah, well, people from like correctional facilities.
Have you guys up? Yeah, okay. I remember maybe one time when I was still there, somebody called. So they were like, nah, bro. They're like, and it was a trip because usually they'll be like, where's Letty? But they were like, man, what's up with Vic?
Hey.
Like, like, where's Vic? Like, man, the brown bag? Like, what's up with all? And they kept asking, usually it's like, it's about the skits or they ask me about it.
Right.
Which I did get, like, they asked me about every single rapper that they see me probably work with or like, how's Peso?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, Cheesy, like, the. Yeah. But a lot of them were generally like, hey, what's up with brown bag, man? What's up with Letty and Vic? Like,
that's dope.
Like, and they just kept bringing it up. Like, and I visited two groups. I visited, they're both the youth, the, I think they had a name, like STY, like.
What's crazy about that facility is that they hold up to from 13 years old to 24.
To 24, which is a trip. They don't like separating them. So then he was telling me, and then, like, it was a trip, but they kept bringing up the fact that they watched the
plan.
And then I was thinking about, and then when I got there, visiting had just finished. So I was seeing the parents walk out. And then, obviously, I didn't want to talk, because I feel like they were just having a good time, and they kept asking me about, like, you know, the interviews and, like, how do I get into it, right? But then when me and the guy were talking, Fernando, I was just like, how much time does each one of them have? And again, I didn't go deep into like the case or nothing, right? But he was like, oh, this one's 15 and he has 7 years.
Damn.
And this one's 16 and he has 10. And this one's this much.
There's and one so that's you can kind of.
And then there's
so you
one
can kind of assume what.
There's one
what
that's about to get out, but he's been locked up since he was 14.
Mm.
And he's 24 and he starts to go through like this big ass program to even be able to get out.
Yeah. Wow. How did it feel like, especially since you kind of like went to camp and stuff like that?
Like juvenile shit?
Going back now as like a positive role model, how did that feel?
It was a trip because I think, I remember when people did used to come like see us and shit, I used to be like, damn, I wish I could leave with them. I wonder if they were like, damn, I wish we could leave with this fool.
Yeah.
And some of them, I took pictures with them and they were like 16, 15 and they're like, oh, hell yeah, bro, I'm gonna send this to my baby mama and my kid.
Wow.
And it's like, ah, fuck. You kind of, you're like, ah, I want to give you a hug, pops.
Yeah.
You know, but again, they're doing their thing. And
do they know? I mean, I'm curious to know how much they know about you. They know that you used to be in juvenile hall.
Did
you talk about that too?
For the trip, they asked me about how the juvenile halls in LA County work.
Okay.
And I'm like, one, we're not, there's no girls next to us.
Yeah.
Two, there's not 60 of us. There's maybe like 500 kids.
Yeah.
Or probably even more. And then they were asked, so they closed one of the juvenile halls down, Carlos Padrino's.
Yeah.
Because of like the staff or whatever. And they asked me about that too.
Mm.
So that's, but they're very hip to a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Shout out that man. That's shout out Fernando, shout out the city of Oxnard.
The kids in Oxnard, save Oxnard. That's dope. I would love to go. I would love to go.
I'm gonna set you guys up. That would be dope for you guys to go and shit.
Oxnard's cool though. His comedy show went amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a good time. Oxnard's a really good time. How was your guys' show on Sunday? Saturday. How was it?
It was fun.
Good. It was like an all ages, so we had kids there, which is really tight.
Which is usually different than what we were used to.
Yeah.
It was still that. It was still what we're used to.
Wow, really?
But then also like a kids portion. And the kids are more tremendo, vas a ver. We're like doing like some type of twerk contest, which I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I know, but the kids were the kids were like, play gas pedal.
Play red nose.
Red nose?
Yeah, I'm like, how do you kids know red nose? Yeah.
How was it shaving Greg's head?
Shaving it? Yeah.
Me and Deepo did it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Deepo and his girl, so cute.
Hey, he's fat, huh? Hey, by the way, the homies are mad at Deepo because they said that he used my clout and left.
Left you?
Yeah, he left. He left, like, the group because he don't even got with us no more.
His girl is so cute, though.
Super Oaxacan couple, huh?
They're so cute.
You met her?
I loved. Yeah, I had met her for the first time when we did the teaser video at Vic's dad's house. Remember she was there?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you finally kind of more interacted with her.
She's so cute. I like them together.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're a super powerful Oaxacan couple.
I feel
like
they're going to get married.
I do, too. I think think that'll be nice for him. Mm-hmm. He's such a weenie. Might as well be a weenie all the way.
He needs to go outside more with the homies, though. Because there's no reason he couldn't win to the Slauson. Like, the thing.
I think he did go. I think he just went to buy something and left. Okay. He, like, hung out with you guys and shit.
Do know.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of your friends are taken home.
Technically, yeah. No. No, Denner, Poet, and then...
Yaelin.
Andres is super single and depressed.
P-Dog?
P-Dog is single. I'm single.
Okay.
DJ.
Vic.
No, DJ super in love. Yeah. That's what I said, DJ. But like, you know what? Like, I understood. Like, when Vic became taken, I understood that that's what life was going to be after a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I saw him through his perro phases. And you know what? I enjoyed the end of it with him. Yeah. But I'm glad he's in a healthy relationship where he only hits me up for Brown Bag Pod and not for anything else. But
aww.
Other than that, yeah, I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, hey, you took your dad to the game.
I did.
That was cool.
You scared me. That was really cool.
That was the coolest shit of all
time. That's gone viral.
Wait, by the way,
I was super hating on your father.
He's so cool.
I was like, man,
no, be nice. Not
in a nice way, in a nice way. And you know what? It was a good game to go to. He deserved that.
It was so tight.
That was fire.
I'm so glad.
I was super hating but happy for you at the same time.
Okay, but I don't know if you guys remember this, but I brought to you guys up before that I like Dave Roberts because he reminds me of my dad. I told you guys and you guys didn't see it.
Stubborn.
No. But he looks like my dad. Oh. And then, so the video is viral now, and all the comments are like, David Roberto. Or Dave Roberto. Like, people are seeing
it. Way to make it racial. I like that.
I didn't even think about that, but now that I'm picturing them both, yeah, I kind of see it.
Because in my brain, I'm like, I didn't know Dave Roberts was not Mexican, because he looks so much like my dad. That I'm like, oh shit, like this is like my dad.
Yeah.
And then so I remember bringing it up and you're like, no. But then all the comments are like, that's Dave Roberts. That's Dave Roberts' dad. Like, that's Dave Roberto. And I'm like,
you
yes.
Paid for for two tickets to take Dave Roberts?
But I thought that was tight. That's and then cool. My dad loved the whole process, but I didn't put this in the video, but my dad loved the whole everything, right? The surprise, the game, dugout club, all of that.
Damn, did you guys eat good food? Yes. Good ass food in the bottom, huh?
But he hated the traffic leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's such an old man thing,
and then
though,
he peak was like, ya no quiero regresar aquí. Like, when we were leaving, and I was like, that is part of the it's part of the time, it's part of the history. We're literally in the parking lot for an hour to get out. And he's just up the whole time because it's an early game. He says, ay, ya nunca me tragas la ti. And but I'm like, dad, it's fine. Literally, look at the nice time you had.
Yeah,
like and that's a game we can't leave in the middle of.
You have to stay for the full game. That's literally what I was going to say, that the game was a nail-biter till Tatis hit a ground out to Kike and we got him out. Yeah. It was a game where you...
You had to be there to
the
last
unfortunately,
moment.
Everybody had to deal with the same amount of traffic.
Yes.
Even if you walked, it was a hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was dope. Though. I see
but
that.
Yeah, he was happy all the way until we got in the car.
I know, I was super hating food because 2 hours before the game... I'm looking for tickets, and I'm like, it might be worth it to go just buy one.
Yeah.
And if you would have told me, hey, I'm taking my dad.
Shut up. I feel like I've told you guys.
No. We have planned it, but our time is, and again, it's not that I don't, we haven't. It's just, first of all, this fucking guy's at a Dodger game every other day now.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you fucking are. And doesn't say nothing. He puts on his close friends 3 days later, like if he's famous.
Oh.
Like, what a fucking pan dulce.
What do you want me to announce to the world I'm going to Dodger game?
Your girl's not even from LA.
She's from the OC.
Oh, fuck you. She's from the OC.
He tweeted it, though, the day before. He's like, Dodger game tomorrow.
No, it was the morning of.
Oh, you're like, Dodger
after I bought the tickets, I was like, oh, it's sick. Because I was just thinking about it. I was like, dude, it's 1 o'clock. I live right there. I'm like, there's no reason to not to. I'll be home at 4. Now, I got home in 10 minutes.
But can you stop going? Because we always lose.
Okay, I was watching the game, and we were they literally were like up 6, and I was like, Vic, leave the game right fucking now.
Wait, was that why she was on the phone with
they
Vic?
Won the other
time,
day.
Every time Vic or Sebas and them go to the game, they fucking lose. Stop going to the fucking games. You guys are fucking
Latino podcasters should not be allowed at the fucking game.
Only, you know what? Only real LA babies. Like Latino, you're Latinx and them too.
Yeah, Latinx podcasters stay the fuck out of Dodger Stadium, dog.
Stop going to Dodger games, fool.
Yeah.
Oh. You and your white wife. Fucking white ass wife. What the fuck is wrong with her?
She don't know who Jaime Harin is.
Yeah. She drinks fucking mixed drinks and not a michelada at the Dodger games.
Twisted teas.
She drinks twisted teas at Dodger games? Oh, she deserves
she's
a beer.
She's so cute, by the way, though. Shout out Jordan. She's literally
her
the
name Jordan.
Yeah.
She should, her, is it, it's not even Jordan. It's Jordan.
Jordan.
Bro,
she's a sweet little
bro,
lady.
Bro, the last time we got our ass whooped, which was 10.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
For yesterday, it still almost got close.
Yeah.
But yes, it was bad. Fucking Vic, you're fucking bad luck. But
before I walked in, it was already 6-0, so it wasn't my fault.
No, fool, they knew you were coming.
Dude, I was on the phone with Vic, and he was like, what's going on at Dodger Stadium? And I thought that was like a bomb threat.
Yeah. Because I was like, Vic, leave the game right now. Because
I called him, and he asked me, he was like, what's going on? And
I was
like,
I was so confused, because I just get, I get a call from Gina. It was just, it happened to be a missed call. I wasn't checking my phone. I get a missed call from Gina, Yaelin. Everybody's like, Vic, leave the game right now. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? And I look around, everything is normal. You're like,
Ravine woke up.
You're not allowed, dog. Right. And then how do we feel about the Mets? Like, real quick, like, how do we feel about the
Mets? You know what? This is the first time we face them in a time like this in a very long time.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to feel about them, but it's fuck them till we beat them.
Okay, so check this out. This happened at the last game. So right now when this drops, I think it's going to be, we have a game day. We have
game three in New York.
Game two, there was a snake in the Dodgers dugout, an actual snake, and they're saying that might have been the bad omen.
I think that's the bad omen. That's the devil right there.
Vic, it was Manny Machado.
Vic before the game.
Vic planted that. You know who that is? That's Voldemort, fool. Snakes in the
train. It is really scary.
That's a Diamondback.
By the way, who's the
that guy.
By the way, who's the groundskeeper at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, this was fucking up.
This was fucking up, dog.
Yeah, about the Mets, I mean, they have some pitchers that we're going to have trouble with. Like, their closer, we can't do nothing with him. He is fucking good.
I don't know. That one was getting a little sloppy. We have two people on base. We could have done some.
Nah, you could tell. I mean, he's one of the best closers in the game. So it's like, he's somebody. Yeah, Lindor.
When it's the Yankees versus the Guardians, who do you think is going to win that?
Yeah.
The Guardians are good, but they're a little too young. They have a really good closer, too, but their talent level.
They've never been here before.
And their talent level versus the Yankees doesn't match up.
And technically, that's how it is, us versus the Mets, but the Mets are having their miracle season.
Mm-hmm.
They've been the underdog in every single thing.
I don't like that.
And they've won. But we've also...
We're resilient.
We were counted out against the Padres.
Like
people thought...
This is our miracle season because we have Otani.
You know what it is? Is the Dodgers...
Yeah, he hasn't shown the fuck out.
The Dodgers are... When they lose games, they beat themselves. Because yesterday, or at the Tuesday game, there's a lot of times where they should have brought some runs home. Yeah. And it's like we're relying on Kike to save our entire season, our entire game every time when it should be Shohei and it should be Mookie
and Freeman.
And Freeman. You know what I'm saying?
I am so proud of Kike Hernandez.
He's doing what he can.
You know what it is? He's having fun. But I think our biggest problem right now is like, fool, can you just play ball? Like, have fun with it. Like, I think Otani's too much in his head.
Shohei's pressing.
Yeah, like he's...
I was watching the game with my dad, and he was just like, they need to take this pitcher out. He's letting them all hit. Like, he was really mad at whatever pitcher it was.
Oh, yeah, the first pitcher.
Brazier?
Get him out now.
Yeah, and it was a bullpen game. So I felt like it's kind of like Roberts kind of threw that, like, not intentionally through the game. It was just like, fuck it, if we lose, we lose.
Yeah, but I...
Because it's a seven-game series.
See, but
so
I think...
Game five? No, it's seven games?
Seven games. So there's a problem.
So it's not as big a deal that we lost.
The first round was best out of five?
The first round is best out of
this
five.
This one's best out of seven.
The semifinals, technically.
So we have to get five wins?
Four.
Four.
So we need three more. So think of it now, since we both won one each, now it's a five-game series.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay.
Right?
Like, if we just canceled started.
Yeah. And technically what we wanted was...
World Series, how many game series?
Seven. And what we wanted was, let's win the both we need to win at home, because we play three over there, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we're like, let's win at home at least. And even if we lose
over there, we come back.
Or at least we win one. Let's say we lose two. Now we're up three. Now we just got to win one more when we come back home. But now we're on our way to New York, which is their crowd right now has been one of the best. And now it's time for us to pop out and show, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We got this, though. We got it.
We'll be all right, but something positive. Happy belated birthday to Theo Oscar. Who else?
Yes, Theo Oscar has been doing a great job. To Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty.
Flaherty.
L.A. kid. He's an L.A. kid.
And
he went to Harvard Westlake.
And Gavin.
Gavin Stone,
who is currently injured.
Okay, if you don't know sports, please check out. Ladies like me, please check out. But these guys are going to do Garna Saladino Rival. Ooh. Between the belated birthdays, their birthday triplets, all three of them celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys tell me who's carne asada, who's Nino, and who's rival.
Oh, I'll go first.
Between Jack Flaherty,
me and Vic,
Teo Oscar Hernandez, and Gavin Stone.
Fucking me and Vic might have the same one. Theo Oscar's such a kind soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's a fucking good time. I'm going to have him as my Nino.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have Flaherty as carne asada because he's from L.A., so he knows how to carne asada with the Latinos. Mm. And then Gavin Stone, he might be out of here, but...
Why?
Actually, he's injured right now.
He is injured.
Oh, he would have been so great.
I like the name Gavin.
Yeah. Okay, and then so, he's going to be my rival just because he's injured right now.
Mine is
how
different.
How dare you be hurt?
So, Theo Scott is definitely my Nino. I might name my kid, my next kid, Theo Scott, because of how good he's been playing. So, he's definitely my Nino. I'm going to say Gavin Stone could be my carne asada.
Wow.
And Jack Flaherty.
But why Gavin Stone carne asada?
Just because. Because I need Jack Flaherty is my rival. Because way too many girls been thirsting over him, and I'm not letting him anywhere near my house, anywhere
you
near
know what
my sister.
Jordan said he was cute, huh?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
That's the problem.
But she probably would think he was cute. So I'm not even. You can't come over the house, you fucker. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you're my fucking rival, homie.
Okay.
But you're a great pitcher.
Shout out Marathon Burger.
Shout out Marathon.
They sent us pineapple Fantas and the new SpongeBob Marathon Burger collab Krabby Patty. We ate it.
It was delicious.
We had our lunch and then we ate again.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I had to be disciplined to myself and couldn't finish it.
Shout out to the packaging, by the way. Look at this packaging.
Incredible.
Zoom in
packaging.
On the packaging. This is wait.
Go more to your right there. No, to your right. Go more to your right.
No, but this is where it doesn't glare.
I know, that's
see,
what
look,
I was saying.
Glare.
Don't glare either. Boom. Yeah, it was fire. Mm-hmm. Had a good time. Ben, get off your phone!
Sorry.
And then,
God, you and Letty! What? No phones!
No, I was...
Yeah. When I'm on the phone, it was because they were sending the fucking food, you little bitch.
Wow, why do I gotta be a bitch?
Because Yelene told me to tell you that.
Wow.
It was...
Yelene has no say. She's stigmatized from a dude in Bakersfield.
It was telling...
But we're back, you know what I'm saying?
What were you doing?
Oh, I was just sending a photo for a flyer.
God, what are you promoting now, dude?
Kool-Aid wanted me to be a part of some panel.
All right.
Shout out Kool-Aid.
Shout out
Kool-Aid. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid and my Kool-Aid.
Speaking of Vic being everywhere, though. Yes. 101 Rosecrans Vic.
101 Rosecrans Vic.
Keeping on the baseball theme.
That's right.
People said they spotted you
at
Petco Park.
Every game. Homie, I'm everywhere at once. And I'm on a sick one all the time.
On a sick one.
So
like,
this.
Well, that looks so much like Vic. You cannot tell me that's not you.
Oh, there's some like similar
even
movements.
Your dance moves,
yeah,
dog.
There's some similar movements.
If that would have bunny hopped, you would have sold me.
Yeah,
and we both don't have tats, but we both have the beard. And, like, a lot of times the tats is what gives it away that it's not me. But, yeah, even Fools Gone Wild themselves tagged me. Look, see?
Yeah.
And then they got a sick one.
And then they finally found the actual dude.
Who is the actual dude?
Let's click on it. Let's click on
Who
it.
Who found it?
Vibro. But it took him a while to find it.
Oh.
Yeah, and that foot looks like a dweeb. No, I'm just kidding. He's just a dad.
He's just a dad.
What's his real name? Vilbert?
Beto.
Vilbert.
Beto.
Oh, Beto.
Oh,
Beto.
Oh, Albert. Oh, it's an AV. Okay.
Also, he made the V and A.
Yeah, okay.
And I mean, I was sorry, he made the A of V.
Shout out to Beto. But yeah, they tagged me. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You're like, is this me?
Yeah, because why did, like, because, like, Fools Gone Wild made the post, and I would understand if, like, other people tagged me.
But they themselves
tagged me. And then other people started tagging me too. And
that's so funny.
This
that
will never be Vic because when Vic goes to a games, we lose.
We lose, exactly.
He will not be dancing.
God, Vic, never fucking again.
That would be me though with the Dodger, Dodger jersey at a Padres stadium, homie.
Nah. Hey, Vic, do you have to explain baseball to your girl?
No, she knows. Her brothers are baseball players. They play baseball. Yeah.
Hey, do her brothers like you?
I haven't met him yet.
Ah,
I think so. I think so. We like the same things. We love baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't play it, Vic.
Okay.
I
played
until a point.
Vic is a good, like if you put him somewhere and be like, hey, talk to these people, they'll get along with him.
Yeah.
He's very, like, he'll find similar interests.
Do you think me and you are not?
No, I feel like he'll talk to them about, like, the batting averages and the, mm-hmm. like, he'll
yeah,
be
we'll
able
nerd
to
out.
Talk
we'll
to
nerd
them.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Vic has great people skills.
Yeah, you'll be talking and say something outlandish that no one wants to say. You'll use words that shouldn't be used.
Why? No, I think
who you are.
I think when I'm put in positions where I got up
nope.
to, you haven't put me in a position to meet somebody.
All the time.
Who? Give me one good.
If we throw you in a sea of people and we're like, hey, we gotta like get to know these people or whatever, you're like, what's up?
I'll be like,
you'd be like, what?
That's not what I would
anybody,
say.
Anybody?
I'll be like, what's up with the murder?
Is
bitch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even do that.
All of that's Dolphin, by the way. All of that's Dolphin. I do not want to be caught up saying things that he would say.
What? I keep mine in. It's fine.
I would not ask.
And then he'd be like, oh, you're fucking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
that.
How much
are you from, dog?
Yeah. I'm going to hit you, bitch.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you will.
I'm gonna hit you, bitch.
To a girl, you'll say that.
Why would I hit her?
So I think
That's what you would say.
I would hit you, bitch.
Yes.
I'd be like, damn, your friends don't like you or what?
I'm a lot of things, but no, I'm not hitting no bitch.
You've literally said that on this podcast.
He wouldn't do it, though. He wouldn't do it.
I'm gonna hit you, bitch.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think he'd
I'll
go
slap
that
the
far.
Bitch. Yeah. You literally said that.
I'll slap the bitch with love.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know you wouldn't do it, but what I think what she's saying is like. Drop you in a crowd of random people, I think you would, like, you would connect with some, but you would entertain them, definitely, like that. But I would probably just talk to people individually. You get what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah, you would entertain them, and then you would offend others.
No, everyone will love you, Duno. Don't worry. You put you in anywhere, they're just going to be like, oh, my God, Duno.
I wouldn't say they would hate you, but I'm saying you would entertain, like they would... It would be more like you're damn near doing like a routine, just in live. Like
you would sure be prendido.
I would be prendido, but this is my
not
thing.
Not perdido.
Do you think, like when you first got with Jorge, were you not worried, but were you like, what if his family or his sisters don't like me?
A little bit.
A little bit.
But not really.
Not really. Okay.
Because she's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily perfect. But, like, I knew I was a good catch.
And,
she's
looking in the mirror. She's like,
that is, you know what? Yeah. That is a good, I think our jobs make us cool automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then we have to prove the coolness of what we do.
We get the benefit of the doubt, kind of, right?
Because of what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Ah.
And all I had to say was, American citizen.
Oh, wow. That was a good knee slapper. That was good.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I have 5 minutes on Friday. I'm going to show in Burbank.
I told you I've always wanted to do stand-up.
I'm going
to
go to your show tonight.
You should come. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tonight you're going to go? Yeah. All right. Yeah, nice.
Tonight?
In Brea, yeah.
In Brea, at the Brea Improv.
Okay.
Hopefully we sell it out.
Where's your other ones?
Tickets are doing good. I have one. Brea Improv might be close to you.
Tell me which ones are closer to me.
Brea's not far.
Brea's like maybe 10, 15 minutes from you.
Brea sounds far.
It's not.
La Brea?
Okay.
No, Brea. It's Brea. It's two different things.
No, but I'm saying like what about La Brea? Like, I'm just comparing two.
No.
La Brea's not a city.
God,
she hasn't been in LA in so long.
I know. You forgot what we're talking about. Don't start getting mad.
Don't get me started, Vic. We had this conversation last night.
By the way, Jordan's younger than Vic by like 2-3 years. Or how many years?
No, 6.
And then Yaelin was like, and then Yaelin was like, shut up, Vic, you're dating a teenager. Very dark, very dark.
She's not.
You see,
no, but
what did I tell you he was going to say?
Oh, yeah. He said that. We're getting Paul looking for the team. She was like, I was telling Vic that he was dating a teenager and that he literally said, she's not.
No, I like
wow,
poking
6
fun.
Years.
I like poking fun at Yaelin because she like is like always competing with you for who's more LA. So now that she's not in LA,
oh, she lost. 100%.
No, I know, but you know, like that's what I'm East LA. Yeah. Blah, blah. So the now that I'm like, she's getting things mixed up, and like, oh, where's the marathon burger? Yeah. Oh, where is it in the valley? No, it's on Melrose. Okay, yeah. La Brea isn't a city. She's freaking
you know
all these things
you know
with all this time in
you
Bakersfield.
What? You know what? I'm going to be here for the next 2 months. And if y'all get sick of me, guess what? I ain't fucking leaving.
That's the energy we needed.
Okay. I don't get it.
She's slow. But you know what? You know what Yaelin has been? Yaelin has been perdida. But then shout out prendido or prendida.
Yeah.
Do you call me slow?
No, Yaelin's slow, fool. You're not slow. Right now, you're not slow. You just haven't caught up.
There's the definition of being slow.
Yeah, Yaelin got left behind.
Yeah.
Okay,
getting into a different class.
Oh, perdido. Okay,
yeah.
this is becoming like a fan favorite. I'm getting tagged.
It's fun.
So first up, we have Conor McGregor with his wife beside him.
Yeah, freaky
dancing
food, right?
And trying to dance on another girl pull her hair.
He pulled
that's
her
great.
Hair.
No, dance with her.
Yeah.
Literally, his. Are we sure that that's his wife behind him or
it
next
is,
to him?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that's next to him.
She kind of
so
gets
not the
front
one
of
that he pulled her hair.
No. She kind
of
gets in front of him like, dude, what the fuck is you doing?
And
he slaps
her
ass.
Yeah.
And he pulls her hair. Yeah.
I
like that.
He had that look on his face like, oh, fuck. I fucked up. But this is literally.
Maybe he thought it was his wife, and then he's like, "Oh no, that's
nope,
not
one of them has
wife. He thought he forgot his wife was there.
Freaky.
That's
ass
so embarrassing.
That's insane.
And it, why does
he
it feel like
her hair, and then she starts dancing, and then she notices the wife.
He was about to like freak on her, and then he just started moving his ass.
Why does it feel like that girl and his wife are the only girls there?
It's crazy because she was about to freak on him, the other girl, and she noticed the wife. Look, she's about to freak. Notice the wife. Oh, I gotta stop.
I like her dance move.
Yeah, her dance move was crazy.
I thought she was getting a seizure.
He's our boss.
Oh.
What?
Oh,
this is what?
Oh, that makes it even crazier. Okay, so he
also McGregor's her boss.
Bare knuckle fight. Oh, that's he's the boss of the company. He's the owner of the company.
So let's just pretend Duno is Connor.
No.
That's Aileen. That's his. And then Aileen's like, oh no, I see. Whatever her name is.
No, dude, that's wild. That was dark. Oh, all right, watch this one.
I'm no one's boss.
I got it ready. Let's just say that is Pio.
No, it doesn't hit.
God, that one should have worked.
Is that prendido or perdido? That's perdido, dog.
Let's say there's a Rosecrans Media Party, and that's Aileen.
No.
And then it's Jordan.
No.
No.
What?
That was perdido of him. I know he was prendido, but that was more perdido because
he was lost.
That was horny.
You're a businessman, fool. Like, this is your company, like all of that.
And he lost track of his wife.
Like, prendido made him lost.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, that fool looked lit as fuck. Can he stop talking with fucking booty in your mouth? Fuck the fuck off, fat ass.
Leave her.
Dude, I weigh the same amount as your fucking, like, left leg.
That's right, it.
That was too far.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll take it back, Gilly. Anyways, Cowboy fans.
Yeah. Here's a video. Please explain it, Vic.
Okay. All right. So the Cowboys lost this past weekend.
I know. But they've been winning. They've been winning.
Yeah, but they got smoked by the Lions. And there was a Cowboys fan, a girl that was sick to her stomach about the loss, started vomiting, and as you can see, the Lions fan decided to do the gritty near her throw up bitty.
That's crazy because then there's like a little Cowboys kid and he does the same dance.
Yeah. he's just following the leader.
Yeah. What's that dance?
The gritty.
It's the gritty.
Talk to me about it.
The gritty is like for the young kid.
It's like a young kid thing. Lil Vic likes to do it. It's like Fortnite. It's like John Morant used to do it a lot too. It's like a Gen Z.
Dude, she is going through it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she had to do something.
She didn't even make it to the bathroom.
She didn't even get close to a bathroom.
A trash can, nothing.
But I feel like the person that should be saluted here is her boyfriend, not embarrassed to hold her hair in front of
thousands
and thousands of people.
That's a girl.
Yeah, I might have left.
No, no,
that's a girl.
Oh, she just tied her hair. She wasn't even holding it.
Oh, yeah.
She tied it and left.
The boyfriend is in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Fucking told you, babe. Fucking Sarah. Swear to God.
No, the boyfriend's standing right there not doing shit. Look, he's standing right there.
I don't blame him. He's recording? He's the one recording?
Okay. I know Cowboys fans are serious about their Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
This loss was really bad, huh?
It was on Jerry Jones' birthday, and they got smoked.
47-9.
Yeah, they didn't even score 2 touchdowns.
And then this coming weekend, they play the Niners.
Yeah, they're
I know that because I have been given access into Cowboy Nation. Whoa. Shout out Cowboy Nation.
Vic, take off. Take off, Vic.
No, he knows. But my friend Anthony from Golden Boy, he's like, hey, as long as we beat the Niners this coming weekend.
It's because that's a big rivalry game, and the fan bases love to talk shit and wear jean shorts, so it's like the battle of the jean shorts.
Isn't it that with the Raiders, too?
We don't wear jean shorts.
What do you wear?
You wear jean shorts.
Cortez, and I do wear jean shorts.
You're
sometimes.
A Niner fan?
No.
Okay.
What fan are you? Raiders, no? You don't like football?
Okay, I'm a Raider fan.
Okay, all right, let's go. We just wear Raider jerseys that make us look like cholos.
I think this is one of those things too where the Cowboys gotta. Well, once they've been wanting to get rid of Jerry Jones, they're tired of him. Cowboy Nation wants him to step down and just fuck the fuck off with his racist ass.
Oh.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good for their business, but then he gets involved in. Or I don't know if he's cursed or something. I don't know. Like they have such good business moves, and they're like the probably the one of the best run franchises, but they just can't get it together on the field ever, like fully.
Okay, perdido or perdida or prendida.
That's prendida, ooh, prendida. She probably don't even. She probably thinks she's in the staff, but she's just throwing up outside. Yeah.
She thinks she's on the bathroom floor. She's okay. Just in front of everybody.
And then here's next up. This is just such random to see. So random to see. It appears that J. Cole was at Catch and took a photo with a bunch of girls that were there for like their birthday.
What the hell? But that is so random.
It just looks so random, my guy.
Let's guess whose birthday. Oh,
which girl's birthday?
Is
definitely like, the one that's next to him.
Yeah,
definitely
she's
one
smiling
next to me.
Super hard. Yeah.
Hey, is it like different? It's are they Asian?
They look Filipino. Yeah. They could be.
This shows you that J. Cole keeps in character at all times. Look how they're all dressed for Catch. And then look at him. Just with basketball shorts and a Target t-shirt.
If you guys pulled up to Catch like that, they wouldn't let you up, by the way.
No. But you know what's funny, too, is that that's how he would perform. Like, he would perform in the same thing. So he stays consistent.
Can we zoom into J. Cole?
I was going to say, can we zoom into the hose? He looks like, what the fuck?
Yeah, J. Cole's face is always very worried.
I'm surprised he posed for this picture, to be honest.
Yeah. He probably thought one of the girls was Angie and tried to record him. Remember when Angie tried to record him?
J. Cole is an all-around very nice guy. Yeah. I have never seen J. Cole turn down a photo.
Mm.
Never. And he probably needed the love after no one gave him love for the song he just dropped.
True.
And they were like, oh, these girls know nothing about the beef.
No, not at all.
They just know
Wet Workout? Dreams.
I'm going to say Workout and Wet Dreams.
The song about the boner and the kid.
Well, that's dark.
Yeah. One of them knows Lights, Please. No, one of them knows Lights, Please.
Yeah.
One of them was there when Duno was there at the NBA freestyle.
Oh,
my God,
he did a song with Rihanna.
Can you zoom out real quick? Can we judge the hoes, please?
No, look. Only you can.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay. Can we go to the one in the middle on his right side?
Go to the feet.
The one in the middle on the right side.
Zoom in on the feet?
On his right side. His right side. If you're him.
Oh.
Middle on the, in the middle.
The one with the tats, dog. The one with the tats. Just say that.
Yeah. Oh, so bad.
She was working her way. Like over to getting closer to Cole.
Yeah, she was
so bad. But then it was her birthday, so she yeah.
No,
it's her
no,
birthday because
yeah.
she has a shiny dress.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, shiny dress is for
yes,
sure her
it's
birthday.
It's her birthday.
They let her get that shit off.
And then that's there's her besties, and then that's the girl that like hypes her up, but isn't really her friend.
But then, but then the one all the way right here is the one that I do know what to talk to.
Because it looks
what?
Like Angie.
Because it looks like me.
No, not that one.
No, not
the,
that
the
one
by the
tattoo. What do you mean the big one?
The one on the right.
The other one.
That one,
right
now.
Oh,
I feel like that looks like.
Whoa!
I feel like it looks like the teacher.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nope.
I thought he would talk to the one all the way on the right.
It doesn't. Because
she looks kind of like Angie.
I'll be honest. I would call the one you were saying, Letty, at
the middle
one a.m.
Okay.
So you would call her.
Last resort.
And then the middle one, the tattoo one, that's your.
I'll give her a kid.
And what about the birthday girl?
I hang out with her at 12 p.m.
And then at lunch?
At lunch, because she's like a mom.
Okay. And then what's with the one with the hat?
I went to a winery with her.
I fucking hate that hat. I'm sorry.
And then the one to the right, I call her when my cholesterol's down because I know she's a nurse.
Oh man, that was a good one.
All beautiful ladies.
Yeah, beautiful.
They're all beautiful.
All
yeah.
Los Angelinos.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my Filipinas too. I love Filipinos,
yes,
man. They're like Mexicans.
I am your cuya.
Perdido or prendido for J. Cole.
He definitely was. I don't think he was lit.
Nah, he looks sober as shit. Yeah. But he does look like his eyes were like this.
He always has a concerned face when he shoots photos, when he takes photos.
Should maybe he hire a better photographer?
No, I think J. Cole's pose is that. I don't think, creo que le gusta sonreír.
Mm.
It's rare that he smiles.
Does he have ugly teeth?
He made a song
about it.
Yeah,
but
he made a song. Smiles.
They know that
one. Cookie Smiles.
Yeah. On my way.
Cookie Smiles was about his teeth or the fact that somebody got shot in the music video?
No, Cookie Smile.
About his teeth?
He said, they said I should fix my teeth because I got money now. But I said, fuck it. Let him see. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song, by the way. Great music video.
Really good song.
J. Cole mowing the lawn was hot.
That's what Duno said. ¿Ya no están en besitos?
Besitos to J. Cole.
That's right. Besitos. Yeah, we love you, J. Cole.
We love you, J. Cole. I'm sorry about everything that's happening and just how you're not really...
He's not being well received by like the rap community, especially the hardcore rap
fans. And I know you're trying really hard. You're trying so hard to like, not even you're trying hard to impress people, you're trying hard to
have
people understand you, but it's not, it's working against you.
People are understanding him and then refusing to understand him.
And people don't understand.
I feel like they're like, I get it.
But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
People don't understand. If people don't understand you, fool. It's okay, because I don't either. But hey, you make great music. Yeah, J. Cole. You know what? You need to just hang out with Filipino girls at Catch.
Yeah, hey, facts. What's the opposite of perdido?
Perdido, founded. He was found?
Found?
In Spanish.
Encontrado.
Encontrado.
He is
he's
found.
Encontrado.
Yes,
he's encontrado. He's encontrado. He's not perdido, but he's... Mm-hmm. You know what?
What's the opposite of prendido?
Prendido.
Apagado.
Apagado.
But like another one.
The plug didn't answer.
Or maybe he's apagado en encontrado.
Apagado en encontrado. You know what? I just think he's living life, but it is fucked up how mean your guys' community is.
All of our community.
The rap community?
Yeah.
We're not mean to him.
Yeah, we are.
A little bit.
Yeah, we are.
Literally no one bigged up that last song. Nobody.
Everybody like, just kept saying, like...
He's a good rapper, but he shouldn't done that.
Yeah.
Why? Because was he like, pleading, like...
No, he was saying something that he shouldn't have said. He was saying, like, if I would have fought, then I would have won. And it's like, no, you wouldn't have. You did fight, and you lost.
And then also, he, like, publicly apologized to Drake.
Yeah.
But it's like, for what?
Like, I told Big, I'm like, it feels like when you have a girl and you cheat on her and she wants a public apology. So, like, he wanted a public apology. Like, Drake. Who did? Drake.
Yeah. It was like...
That's what it seemed like. That's what the song seemed like.
You ever seen, like, one of your homies post his girl all randomly? And it's like...
You know,
although we have our ups and downs, you know, I love you, always been there for me. You know, I'm just trying to be a better person. You know, he just got caught cheating.
You've been through so much.
Oh, because he said the bar, if I would have fought, I would have lost both for like, entertainment.
But he's like, Drake has always been there for me, some shit like that. Yeah. And Drake, don't let him hold you back and like...
Pick up your pen.
It was just not necessary. Okay, let's go to...
As rap fans, are you guys kind of mad?
I love J. Cole.
I just want J. Cole to embrace his, like, his inner dog. You know what
I'm saying? So stop being
like,
a weenie.
Pretty much. Like, I just, you know, because he can really, like, do some shit if he really committed.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to want that.
I want him to pick one.
Pick
one. Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. Because he was like, he's very like, J. Cole is very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're peaceful, then don't say, I would have won if I would have went to war. Or like, don't say that. Just don't say that part.
Yeah.
Just say peace, love, positivity, all that good stuff that you are. Don't say the like, but number one. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Pick one. And this one fits you better. Because this one is the apparently, this one is the love yours. This one is the, do you want to be happy?
Yeah.
Be that guy.
I love Yours.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Same. Yeah.
Cool o culo.
Oh.
Gavin Newsom, okay? I guess his staff, because I was trying to figure out where this photo comes from. Yeah, you could put the first one. You get to hit the first link. So the first link was from Soul.Mexican on Instagram, and they were saying how people were coming at Gavin Newsom for wearing sneakers.
What the fuck?
And then the rest of the slides are just like the shit people were saying about it. But I'm like, where is this photo from? So I did some searching, and the closest thing that I could find was a tweet that said, you know, the next one, a tweet that said that I guess it was Casual Fridays, and someone on his team posted what he was wearing, and what he was wearing were jeans and a suit shirt, like a suit jacket. And then what are those kicks? They're Jordans, no?
Yeah, tuck that tongue in, motherfucker. Like, yeah, that shit looks gross.
The way he has it so loose was, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, one, let's
Who
be
laced
honest.
You up, Playboy?
Yeah. And then on one jean, he has it over the tongue. And then on another jean, he has it behind the tongue.
So, my God.
So it's just
some lame.
This is the most truthy like, shit ever.
Was like, look, this is how you wear it.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you do it.
And let's be honest, Gavin Newsom might not be the most popular guy in California.
Yeah, people were definitely like,
he's from California, right?
Yeah, he's from California. Yeah. Well, the California flag's behind him, dog.
No, what I'm saying is he's the mayor of...
Yeah.
Who's the
governor, Gavin?
No, he's our governor.
He's our governor, sorry.
He's our governor.
He's our governor, not our mayor. Okay, he's our governor.
Governor is the whole state.
Yeah, governor's the whole state, okay. He is not the most liked person at the moment.
No.
And...
Well, no politician is.
No politician is, right? But the fact that he's from one of the most swaggiest places, he's the governor for one of the most swaggiest places ever, it's like, dude, you're fucking bill for rent control's trash and your shoes? Fuck you, dog. You piece of shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I just hate the aspect of, like, everything about politicians is like calculated, right? So this just feels so disingenuous.
That it was intentionally, like, done like that.
Yeah, like I wore these Jordans like because somebody told me I should wear them because I'll get a better vote in this community or that community. It's like, I don't think, like, sometimes I think politicians can barely think for themselves. So they're just like, how do I get more votes?
He thinks he put that shit on, but he didn't. Little did he know he lost more votes.
The Jordans themselves are nice. Yeah. The way that he laced them and put them on, not so nice.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's a nasty.
Okay, Letty, me and you are not like the biggest, like.
Definitely not.
Like the, but what do you, like, let's just say you pull up to your first day with Jorge and he's wearing them like that.
Oh my gosh.
See what I'm saying? Like your reaction's already like the.
Yeah.
So that's how people were reacting
you
to that shit.
You call it Chunti already?
It's Chuntaro.
Yeah.
It's...
He made them into Mexican Jordans. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, for sure. He has a rubber band on one of the
pants. One of his pants in the back. Terrible, fool. Terrible the way he rocks.
But do you know he has a podcast? I think it might want to be one of the podcast fools' faults.
With Marshawn Lynch.
He has a podcast with Marshawn Lynch.
Wow. That's...
Go to Governor Gavin Newsom's Instagram. He has a podcast.
Like they do it weekly?
Yeah, he gives no fucks if no one likes him. He's going to pod. He's like, y'all didn't choose me to be running for president as the Democratic nominee. I'm going to just be here with my friends. Keep going down. All right, look. It's go like to the Zoom. Right. Go to the right. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Politic and pod.
It's called politics.
And why the fuck is...
Yeah.
Whoa.
They got Pete Carroll on it.
Click on the politicking underscore pod Instagram. Look at them. This is the podcast.
Yeah,
do they talk politics?
They do. Mm. I guess they low-key interviewed George Lopez and they were talking shit about J-Lo. Like George Lopez was talking shit about J-Lo.
Yeah, they kind of shoot the shit, I think.
Yeah.
They
also say Marshawn Lynch
wants to run for mayor. Oh, yeah. So that's why it makes sense for him to get close to Newsom in that aspect. But like, I don't know. Again, everything just feels disingenuous. Like, I don't know if this is really what he wants to do.
Or what or if he is that white dude that's swaggy?
By the way he's wearing the shoes, it kind of disqualifies him. Because there is definitely those dudes that are super, like, white dudes that are swaggy. You could just tell. Like, the dude that does the news, that dances, that's swaggy white guy. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you could tell he's not going to lace up his Jordans like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at the fact that he has a podcast with Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. I could
beast
tell.
Beast mode right there.
I could tell that he seems like a very open.
Too. He had George Lopez on it.
Anthony Anderson.
Go up. Go to the George Lopez.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Boom. Go to.
We can't hear it. Six.
A-list movie star. A TV star from the George Lopez show.
You know, the minute I saw you guys had a podcast, I'm like, well, I'll be expecting a call from the governor. To look back and see that laughs, everything that I've wanted to do, I've done, is pretty wild.
You got my mama all hot and man,
I said, "Mama, you want some champagne?" Marshawn said, "You trying to get my mama drunk?
Take me through when you had a heckler at the casino at your show, starts yelling at you, and you walked off. Correct?
I'm as much to blame as they are, but I just didn't see a way forward. So you should never be where you're not respected.
You had some going on with Arnold.
Oh man,
you guys can't do it.
Arnold was for English only, and I was like, dude, you don't speak English.
So they shoot the shit.
They shoot the shit, yeah.
Wow.
But, like, I think he's trying to be, like, humanizing himself. Yeah. So they're his shoes. Do we like him cool or culo? Gavin Newsom.
Like, I don't know too much of his political side and shit like that, but I think when it comes to the kicks, you're a fucking idiot. Mm. Who dressed you, dumbass? Get your shit together, man.
Yeah. Mm.
His wife dressed him? His wife probably dressed him.
You think so?
His wife is, like, somebody else's ex-wife, I think. She's like Republican, and that's why they call him like a super player because he took somebody's wife.
Oh, because I forgot what.
And he's a Democrat.
He is a Democrat, and he didn't want to be a. He never wanted to be a candidate for presidency.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
He didn't.
No, he willingly said, like, I want to do something for California, and I'm not willing to, like, put that, like, at risk for the whole country, even though a lot of people wanted him to
run.
Look
at him. Look at our Gavin Newsom over there.
You get our Gavinism.
That's ours right there.
That's ours right there. Mm-hmm. I mean,
culo. Like, culo. Yeah, culo. I don't like the way that his shoes.
The shoes are fucking dumb.
The shoes itself, cool. The way he laced them, culo.
Yeah.
Marshawn Legend, he should have called Marshawn Legend asking for some details.
Yeah, that's why he fucked up.
Yeah, all right, let's give out some besitos. I have to do this to all the kids that have to go through something like this, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So apparently this was crazy hair day at this kid's school, and look how his crazy hair showed up. Oh, bro. God. He doesn't look so happy to take the video. I'm going to assume that he's really happy.
Why?
I think he's going to win.
What tells you?
Do you think they call him a fucking gallo at school? Like a fucking gallo?
I think he's going to win.
See, this is my problem.
Very creative.
This is the same kind of mom that will dress him up like a famous rapper that she likes. So she can go viral.
So he goes viral and then they see the mom.
Post it on her face.
He looks like maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah. Little. And this is like crazy.
Oh, and look, there's a kid walking across the street, regular.
You know how
regular dress, and he's probably like, "Oh, these kids have to look at me." Watch.
You know how mean kids are. You know what they're gonna call him, right?
Oh. Cock.
Head.
Look at the other kid just rocking by normal.
Cockhead.
That's what they're gonna call him, bro. That's what they're gonna call him. She doesn't even think about it from a mom's perspective.
Yeah, and I was like, "This is so cool."
At the least, if his like. Kids in his school are not that mean. They're going to call him El Gallo Giro or El Gallo Gato or something like that. Like,
he's going to get clapped. This is going to follow him the rest of his life.
Nothing good is going to come from this for a kid.
Or that fool could get the nickname Rooster.
Yeah.
I had a homie named Rooster.
It was a good guy. I was looking at this so different. Yeah, he is nervous. My little baby.
I feel bad for the kid, man. He didn't do anything wrong, but let his mom do that to his head. He should have thrown
him
a ring check.
He's holding his pocket on the other side. He's like nervous, like he's tugging on it.
And then sometimes
you got to disobey your parents, kids. Sometimes you got to disobey your parents. Don't listen to them. If it's up to them, like, they're going to want to dress you and all these things.
And who the fuck did they go to? They're so fucking good at styling kids' hair.
That is actually really cool. I was looking, like, how could you do it? So you spray paint the hair. You do the hair regular.
It's red.
You spray paint the hair. And then you just paste on the top. That looks like a printout at the top.
Kind of, yeah.
And then the feathers on the back is what's crazy.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for this kid, man.
Now I feel bad. I thought it was going to be something nice.
It's extra. It's way too extra.
Maybe if he was smiling, it would make me feel better.
If he was excited, if it was his idea, I just really highly doubt.
It is cool as shit, though.
It's super cool.
It's creative.
It's cool as fuck, but he's going to get bullied, fool. And, what if, you know, like, what if that fool starts behaving bad after that and then the mom's mad? Mm-hmm. And it's all because the stupid-ass mom wanted to just be better than every other mom. Let me take it overboard.
Crazy hair
Sometimes
day.
Overboard is too much.
My kids' school haven't gotten crazy hair day. But when I look at stuff like that, I'm like, I'll never win. Because moms come out like this. Has little Vic's school done crazy hair day?
There's crazy hair day. I don't think Vic really participates. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, we participate in other things, like... sports day, wear a jersey,
pajama day. Twin day.
Twin day.
The slipper. Boys just dress the same.
Yeah, that's cool. Slipper day. Like, there's a bunch of them, you know, now all the time. Like, there's something every day, it seems like. But this one, it's like, you're going to win whatever it is. Like, bravo for your creativity and everything. But this kid loses over time. That picture and that video never goes away, by the way. It's going to follow him forever. Imagine he's trying to be something serious in the future.
They
just look back at like the rooster head. Like
my nephew's having 50 a day coming up or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, they have to dress old?
And they have to dress something. And then he told my sister, I know somebody that's 50 grandma. Cause my mom just turned 50. So he was like, I'm gonna just wear my Doc Martens over Ramon shirt, some jeans.
Oh, that's cool.
And then my sister was like, you forgot the beer, you forgot this. I can't take a beer to school, though, right? And I was like, no shit, dumbass.
He's a child.
Yeah. But he said he's gonna dress like his grandma, which...
That's cute.
He's gonna dress like a fucking punk rocker. Like the Doors.
Okay, well, I didn't want to end this on a sad note.
It's not that sad. I'm being extra, but, like, it's just, like, kids are mean, man. Kids are mean.
Can you remember when you got her for her effort.
He's going to end up like Lefty Gunplay at the DMV. Let's end it out with this. Let's end out strong. Lefty Gunplay at the DMV.
Oh, my God. Hey, imagine you're trying to...
Do you think he's going there for a driving test?
I think so.
That's wild.
Imagine...
Oh, he's getting his ID.
Okay, this
imagine you're behind him in line.
This is where my problem is, fool.
What?
I'm gonna tell you what's the problem with these fucking record labels. And that's my dog right there, fool.
Yeah.
But dog, no, not everything is fucking content. Making it seem like the homie's a fucking idiot and can't go to the DMV by himself. Lefty Gunplay go to the DMV by himself.
He went by himself.
No, he didn't. He has fucking Neil. He has Neil with him.
Who's that?
He works at OTR.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this was someone saw him, but then I see OTR Records posted it.
Well, because he got his Instagram taken.
No, but I thought like someone caught.
Somebody caught him slipping.
Like, no, they actually made the content.
No. And then whoever's recording this thought that you were supposed to be located at the DMV. Relax, it's not court, fool. But this is my problem with this, fool. You want to know when I did this, Letty? You want to know when somebody took me to the DMV? When I was 18 and my mom didn't know how to do it, and some lady from a program in high school did it for me. Now when I was 20, how old is Lefty? 28?
29?
He's probably been locked up in the
meantime. I don't give a fuck!
Or maybe he changed his...
Lefty, stop. I don't like this. I don't like this for my homie Lefty,
It's just a DMV.
But I don't like that they're taking him and making him content like he didn't know how to go to the DMV by himself.
Okay. The DMV can be an intimidating place.
Bullshit! Make an appointment online. Call Lefty right now, bro. Call Lefty right now. I'm mad for him, fool.
I just took my 18-year-old to the DMV.
It's an intimidating place.
How old is Lefty again?
29.
How old is your son?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? At 18 is when you start going to the DMV. Only little witch white... What the fuck was that? He left his phone at the DMV?
Maybe my number's old.
Okay.
No, maybe, call him again. Maybe it was like D&D.
Lefty, your son's 18. So it's different. Like, it's his first time getting an ID.
Yeah, and it was really hard, though. Like, it was like, what do we do and what do you need and all this
stuff. You do need all the things. But I do remember when I did go do it, we planned like a whole month. She's like, the lady, shout out Miss Lizzie. She was like, Danny, you need an ID.
Yeah.
You're about to be 18. And I was like, I don't know how to do it. But I'm also 17. You know? She's like, we're going to sign.
And
she's
the already, ID is like then you can get a bank account. And then you can,
and then,
like,
and then, and then she was like, like, yeah. And then she was like, all I'm going to need from you is... somewhere where your address is at, your social, and then your thing. And then I had all that.
Yeah.
But I was also 18. I don't like this, fool. I don't like that they're making the DMV content. The homie left to go to the DMV by himself. He's a grown man.
What his if balls have dropped. Wanted that? Now I feel bad
he's
for
him. He's kind of always being accompanied, though. Because, like, he's, like, similar to you, he always kind of gets mobbed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You right now, if you had to go to the DMV, you wouldn't go by yourself.
You wouldn't go by yourself.
Yeah, I would. I've do a lot of things by myself. People don't.
You can do it by yourself. That's not what we're saying.
But you won't do it.
But it's also
I would because I just signed up for it because I'm tired of being like SpongeBob with no license.
Oh, you have no license.
Yes. So this is my thing. I don't like this because.
Are you gonna go by yourself or is Yelene gonna go with you?
Oh, he's gonna yell at me. Why did you go?
No, she's gonna lag it.
By the time I get there, I am in Bakersfield and I go to LA, by the time I get to the DMV, you're probably still like 45 minutes still
left. No, not if you make an appointment. If you make an appointment, you go there and you go straight in.
Make an appointment to everybody.
Oh, that's the Inglewood DMV.
And then they take him to the Inglewood one. Like,
that's the one you
want to look for this.
For you might as well take him. You might as well take that food.
Downtown.
You might as well take that food to the one in Lincoln Heights.
Yeah.
Or East LA. When you do stuff like this, especially if you know Lefty's going to get recognized, take him out the way.
Yeah. Take him to Bell Gardens. Actually, no.
No, Bell Gardens, he'll be mobbed too.
Oh, Lefty, you want the one in Inglewood?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too far from where he's staying.
No, it's not. He was like, let me get the soonest appointment. And the soonest appointment was Inglewood. And he don't know where nothing's at. And I'm like, okay.
You're like,
Yeah, but then we did it, so.
Damn. Lefty at the DMV. He should have
performed. He was happy to be there.
He was. Just don't like that they made him content.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of this.
They're exploiting Lefty?
They're exploiting Lefty to the DMV.
The DMV Instagram posted this.
Look, Samin. Samin at the comments.
Between OTR Records and DMV.
What did Neil comment?
DMV.org.
Ready for his travels and tour life.
Yeah, people are nice.
He's been on tour and traveled before.
Oh, Neil is the guy that was with him.
Yes. But see how they're making him content? I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to this. I'm not a fan of Lefty. He should have just gone to the DMV.
So you think this is exploitation?
Towards Lefty.
You're acting like he's a child star. Like if he's like 12 years old in a part of the
Disney
Channel.
He's not, but he also is impressionable.
Yeah.
And also maybe Lefty.
He kind of always has a chaperone, though. That's pretty normal. Like from... No, I'm serious. Like, there's like just always somebody.
Hold on. Oh my god, they let him keep his chains on for the camera for the photo.
Oh, that's viral.
That's dope. I don't think that's the Inglewood one.
That's not the Inglewood one. No. That's the one in Lincoln Heights, I think, Jaylene.
Let me look at the...
That might be... Montebello DMV. Oh, see? They set him up.
What do you mean set him up?
Because Latino-based... Like,
well, I go there. That's my DMV.
Why? Why is that set up?
Because he's going to be around...
The high school is right next door to it.
And
what's the setup, you guys?
That he's Latino, so he's going to be recognized more. Oh. Usually rappers want to get out the way.
Where wouldn't he be recognized?
Palisades. Westwood. Beverly Hills. Alhambra.
That's where they should have taken them, because that would have been way funnier.
It would have been so much faster.
It would have been funnier.
Glendale.
What?
Okay, is that Neil right there with the...
Yes.
Yeah. Why he's so happy to doing this video?
No, because he knows it's going to go viral, because it's like, oh, lefty at the DMV.
This is his job, to make content.
It's like seeing a dog walk on a timeline.
I want
to
talk
like,
to him.
I tried.
So didn't answer either. My phone's at one. No. I think...
Call Neil. He wants to be on fucking famous so bad.
He wants to be exploiting my guy Lefty. I don't like this. Free like Lefty!
I like how we're like, stop exploiting Lefty, but we're one of the guys that exploits Lefty. Hey.
Yeah, we are, actually. We are. We're one of the guys that exploits Lefty.
They just exploited him on Saturday. He was at the Brownback show.
For the record, he exploited us there.
We wanted him to come perform.
Yeah.
It was fun. The crowd loved it.
I bet.
And they got an exclusive freestyle.
But also, this rap shit did change his life.
That's right. That's right.
You know what? Free Lefty from exploitation at the DMV. Okay. That's my new narrative. Lefty's being exploited. And he needs to be able to enjoy life like DMV. All
right.
That's the next conspiracy that's going to come out of Brown Bag. Birds aren't real, and Lefty Gunplay is being exploited. He's just here to distract us, you guys.
Is it a coincidence that this is all happening around election time?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Diddy situation.
Hispanic Heritage Month.
Didn't you guys...
You just fucking say
what? That was episode 153.
You guys went to a Diddy party?
Yeah, they had your picture there.